Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? Today is September 13th, Monday, September 13th, and today we're going to do the review of Power, Raising Kanan, Episode 8. I'm Slim.
And I'm Kim.
So.
All right, so the episode's called The Cost of Business.
Before we get into it, what did you think of this episode? What did you like? Did you like it?
It was okay.
Did you think it was better than the last one? You don't even remember the last.
Nah, I remember it. This one was kind of like... It was alright. It was a little slowish.
I gave it a 10. I thought it was one of the better episodes that they have had so far.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I liked it.
I'm not saying it was bad.
Just the all-around action.
But I feel like they...
The storytelling.
They kind of leave you on the same cliffhanger that they left us on a couple episodes ago.
Well, that's one thing that this episode, this season does, is leaving you on cliffhangers.
But it's the same cliffhanger, just different person.
I'm going to applaud you for that. I didn't even think about that. You're right. You're absolutely right. It is the same freaking cliffhanger.
Mm-hmm. It's a different character.
Is Scrappy dead?
We still don't know what happened with Scrappy.
Well, we know he's alive.
Yeah, but we haven't heard anything about him since then.
Well, they said he lost a liver. They said he lost an eye and eye and a kidney. So I didn't see, honestly, I didn't see, we didn't get there, but we're just going to talk about it real quick. I didn't see how Lulu was dead. He was laying in the middle of the floor. Did he get shot?
Yeah, I think he did get shot because at one point he got up and he like had his handgun and they're shooting AK-57.
They were letting him have it.
They're shooting AKs at him and he pulls his handgun out and he's not even looking and he's just like,
he was just shooting blindly.
But I think he was already hit at that point.
You think he got shot? So you think he got shot?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why Marvin was outside like, help me. Somebody please help me. Call an ambulance. Please. Somebody help.
So I was thinking it was smoke inhalation.
Nah. I don't think so.
Go outside and fight with the AK. Yeah. I don't know.
You never know with this show where they're going to take you.
Okay.
They want you to think one thing, and then, but we do know that.
You know what? That's funny as you just said. Go ahead. My bad. That never crossed my mind that he got shot.
Really?
Yeah.
With all them shooting bullets at him? And
yeah, standing, I just didn't.
He's standing in the living room window.
Yo, Marvin was driving down the street. They were shooting at him with the AK.
Yeah, and they were lighting up his fucking living room with AKs.
Yeah, but this guy, he was driving at them, and they were shooting with the AK.
I guess he just ducked.
Go outside and fight with the AK. I just never thought he got shot. I was just like, oh, man, too much smoke.
Maybe. I mean, you're right about Scrappy, so maybe he didn't get shot, and they just want you to think he did.
Okay.
Power's good for doing that. So, I mean, everybody thought Scrappy got shot, and you're the only one who thought he didn't. So,
yeah. Maybe
he could be right.
He just got his ass whooped. They just beat him to death damn there.
It could be smoke inhalation. He was in there too long, breathing in them fumes.
That's what I took it as.
Molotov cocktails.
Yeah, it was all them cocktails. It was the smoke that got him. That's how I took it. I took it that he was overwhelmed by the smoke. Not. I don't think he got a bullet. But you know what? I may be wrong. So we'll see.
I guess we'll see.
All right, let's go.
All right, so the episode starts off with Jukebox grieving. She's upset from her girlfriend overdosing in the last episode. So her and Kanan show up at Nicole's funeral, and Nicole's parents send them away. Kanan tells Nicole's parents like that she really loved Nicole, and they walk out.
All right, hold on. What did you think about how they treated Jukebox?
Well, I mean, they've been treating her like crap since the beginning. They didn't want their friends to see Nicole's black friend there.
Is that what you think?
Yeah, that's how I took it. Not just Nicole's black friend. Yeah, they don't want their friends to find out that Nicole liked females, let alone black females.
Okay. I kind of looked at it like, mom. I just took it as like her mom was like, this black bitch gave my daughter crack. That's how I was thinking it. But you might be right.
But she hated her before that.
Yeah, she did, because she didn't like the fact that
disgusting.
She didn't. No, she was nice to her until she realized that they were knocking rubbing fuzzies.
What, she thought they were just friends.
When they started licking beavers.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when they were just friends, she was like, oh. What's Jukebox's real name? Laverne.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Laverne, want to stay for dinner? And she was all nice to her until she saw them kissing.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm going to get you for rape, you rapist.
You're disgusting.
Yeah. Now you're a crack dealer.
You make me sick.
Oh, God.
So they leave the funeral. Kanan and Juke are walking down the street. And Kanan's like, all right, wherever you're going, I'm going. And Jukebox says she needs to be alone. Then it goes to Malcolm and Burke go to a house where there's a dead body from an overdose of Kanan's shit.
Mm-hmm.
Burke, which is Officer Karen, tries to say it's Raquel's. And Malcolm says it's not Raquel's or Nate's because neither one of them are that sloppy.
Mm-hmm.
So Burke's like, we gotta go talk to some people. We got to rattle some cages. I don't want to hear the captain complaining again that we're not following up on this, that, you know, we got all these dead bodies and we have nobody to answer for them.
Okay.
Raquel, Marvin, and Lou are talking at the table. Marvin and Lou are saying if they don't get new products soon, they might as well close up shop. Lou tells her about the blue caps, and she tells them to find out who it is and shut them down. Tell them to go somewhere else, get them out of here, get them blue caps elsewhere.
Now, so Raquel wants Marvin to go find his own product. Basically, because it is his.
Yeah.
It's his
but
and Kanan's.
He's like, I didn't hear about that. I don't know nothing about them.
Yeah.
Got
nothing to do with that.
Now,
but he did say he heard about it. He said it was some Queens dudes.
Yeah, some
He
Queens
said
Bridge.
He knew who it was.
Queens Bridge.
And Witch God said, how do you know about that? Lulu's like, well, I ain't hear that. Well, how do you know about that? And then they take jabs at each other.
I got my ear to the streets.
I'm in the streets.
Yeah.
I'm in the streets. Not, I got my ear to the streets, not no headphones.
Yeah.
Young boy. Yeah, I love their dynamic, the way they fight and bicker and back and forth.
Talking about wearing deodorant and are you wearing Raquel's deodorant and shit like that.
That was funny. That really was funny.
Yeah. So Marvin gets up and leaves, and Raquel asks Lou to tell her again what happened when Nate gets the diner. And Lou's like, I already told you. And she's like, I don't care. Tell me again.
Mm-hmm.
So he tells her again, and this time she believes him. I guess she believes that from what he said that he was loyal and he's not going
to
leave.
She was trying to figure out what would ever make Neek think that Lulu would switch. Yeah.
He's like, obviously, he must have felt some type of way that you would leave me for him to come to you with that.
Mm-hmm.
But she believes what he said this time. All right, so then Neek thinks Raquel's the one with the blue caps. Like, her corners are getting shut down. She's trying to drum up new business by making new products. Like, it's her. It's her with all these bodies around.
No. Neek thinks she's doing it to screw him over. That's what she thinks.
And
because she lost it. Because she lost the
bring the cops.
Yeah, trying to bring the cops involved.
And Worrell's like, no, that's not what I heard. He's like, fuck what you heard. Like,
yeah.
I don't care what you heard. This is what I said, basically. And shut him down.
Mm-hmm. I think that's gonna come back to bite him in his ass one day.
No, that's the one that Lulu was shooting up his bedroom a couple episodes ago. That's the dude that Lulu was shooting up his bedroom. Worrell.
Oh, okay.
All right, so Malcolm and Officer Karen go talk to a crackhead and ask him where the blue caps are and who's selling them. They give him some money. He gives up some information. Dude tells Malcolm it's some young boys from Queensbridge. And then Malcolm's like, you got a name? And he's like, you got some more money? So Malcolm gives him some more money. Crackhead says, Little Rob, that be selling him, and he'd be hanging out at the titty place somewhere.
Mm-hmm. He enjoys the titty bar. Yo, that crackhead was funny.
Yeah.
He's like, I quit. And he's like,
yo, got my nerves so rattled, I gotta go get high now. See what y'all done did.
That shit was funny. Look what y'all done made me do. I wish we had that scene right there, yo.
Because in the beginning, they're like, you're supposed to be pushing abstinence. Here you are giving me money, asking me information about crack. Like, And then, yeah, he's like, now see what y'all done did. Yeah. Now I got to go get high because y'all got my nerves so rattled over here. Fucking popo.
Oh, God. That shit was funny. Let me see if I can find that episode. Keep going. All
right. So Marvin pours himself a drink and someone knocks on the door. And Marvin opens the door and lets Kanan in. Kanan's like, yo, what are you blowing me up 20 times on my pager for? Marvin asks him if he cleaned everything up. Did he get rid of everything with the blue caps? Kanan says, yeah. Why? The cops? And Marvin's like, no, your mom. And he's like, oh, shit. Kanan's like, she finds out everything. And Marvin's like, she won't kill you, but she'll kill me for this. Like, she'll definitely kill me. And Lou would gladly put a bullet in my back for it.
Mm-hmm.
So he's trying to make sure he cleaned up his mess. So the cops go to the strip club to see Little Rock. They walk in and they arrest him for murder and say they got a warrant for 7 bodies for the blue caps. And he's like, whoa, whoa, hold up. It wasn't me. It was Kanan. It was young boy Kanan. He cooked them and put them on the block. Malcolm's like, Kanan's 15 years old. He's like, and? Malcolm's like, you working for a high schooler now? He's like, you know who his mom is.
Yeah.
You know who she is. So Malcolm lets him go. He curses him out like, you fucking pig. Knows he didn't really have a warrant. They were just lying.
He had a menu. He had a strip club menu.
So oh, is that what he had?
Yeah, he grabbed the strip club menu and he gave it back to the chick. So
Officer Karen wants to go pick up Kanan. Like, let's go pick up Kanan right now. Malcolm's like, no, I need to do some solo recon. And she's like, solo? Like, what's the point? We're partners. How are you going to be doing solo recon when we're partners? He's like, you said the people on the block don't respond to you.
He said, you scare the locals.
You scare the locals.
You scare the locals.
Then Lou goes to the studio with his attorney and tells Common that they now split the studio 50-50. Because of all the money Lou fronted on,
mm-hmm.
He now owns half of the studio. Common's like, no, he don't want to do it. He said, we need to have a better negotiation. Lou's like, you don't got nothing to negotiate with. How are you going to negotiate when you're broke?
Mm-hmm.
So Lou pulls his gun out and tells him one way or the other, something of yours will be on that paper.
Mm-hmm. Either your brains or your signature. That was some Suge Knight shit, kind of.
Yeah.
That's like Suge Knight, you know, what he did to Vanilla Ice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, allegedly. So. I don't know.
But, I mean, he did front him out a bunch of money. Suge Knight didn't front anybody money. He just wanted money.
He did. He bailed Tupac out and still wouldn't let Tupac go. You know what I mean? Like, we can get into Suge Knight anybody.
I mean, Vanilla Ice, though.
Vanilla Ice, he didn't do nothing.
Yeah, he did. He just wanted money.
Somebody said that they helped write, somebody that Suge knew said that they helped write Ice Baby, and Vanilla Ice was screwing them. So that's how that happened.
He wanted them to pay the L.A. tax.
And plus the L.A. tax. And plus, he's just an extortionist.
Yeah.
And a murderer.
Yeah.
And a gangster.
All right, so then it goes back to Jukebox breaks in. So.
Yeah, Jukebox breaks into her girlfriend's house.
Yeah.
Once she sees her girlfriend's parents leave.
Yeah, she goes to Nicole's house and breaks in Nicole's house and sneaks in her room. She rewatches the song they taped at the mall together, and then she just starts crying, like crazy crying.
And falls asleep on the tightrope.
Not yet. All right, so then it goes, Malcolm pulls over Raquel, and then he tells Raquel, like, you need to follow me right now. Raquel's like, I got stuff to do today, Malcolm, I'm busy. He's like, you don't follow me right now, I'm going to arrest Kanan on 6 counts of murder.
Mm-hmm.
So that shut her up real quick. She followed him. Next thing you know, they're walking through the park. And Malcolm says, she asked him, like, how did you hear about this? He's like, some little dude, little Rob. Malcolm says he'll do his best to make this disappear, but he wants to know Kanan. He wants Kanan to know that that's his dad. He wants a relationship with him.
Mm-hmm.
And Malcolm says,
and he wants that bone marrow.
Malcolm says if Raquel doesn't set it up for him to talk to him, he's going to put word out that Kanan's a cop's kid. And Raquel's like, why would you do that? You're basically putting a bullet in his head. He's like, I'll make sure he's protected. How's that going to look for you?
Yeah. Basically, like, they'll kill you
if
you're sleeping with a cop.
I'll make sure he's fine, but they're going to come after you.
Yeah.
And he said, and if any of your brothers try coming after me, I'm going to
shoot first and ask questions later. That was pretty vicious.
So Raquel walks in the door, and she goes, Kanan, Michael Stark. Well, I don't know what his middle name was, but get your butt down here. You know you're in trouble when your mom uses your middle
get
name.
Home right
your
down
first,
first
your middle,
face.
And your last name. You know you're in trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
So he comes down the step with his head tucked.
He knew what it was.
He knew.
Wait, did we skip the fact that that she killed Poppy? Poppy Chula. Did you kill Poppy?
Maybe.
She killed Poppy. She killed Poppy Fuente. Whatever that chick's name is.
Maybe. But, all right, so Kanan walks down the steps, and cause she's telling him, like, what is wrong with you? Like, what are you trying to do? I've done everything I could to kind of
give you a better
away
life
from this, and this is what you go and do. And Kanan tells her he's trying to prove that she can believe in him.
Mm-hmm.
And Raquel says, you got bodies dropping all over the place. How the fuck am I ever going to believe in you? Like, Raquel tells Kanan why Marvin's not running things. He said he was a drug dealer. He started getting high.
Uh-huh.
When the cops came and raided him, he offered to sell him a half.
He was so high that he thought they were there for a half. He was, oh, man.
Yeah, trying to sell him some.
Trying to sell him some smack. Trying to sell him some drugs. Trying to sell the cops some drugs, man. Come on, man.
So Kanan gets smart and says, he is what she made him.
Mm-hmm.
So Raquella, whoosh, smash him upside his head.
Went upside his, oops, upside your head. It's a oops upside his head.
Then she starts naming all the bodies that's on Kanan. She throws D-Wiz in there, and he's like, D-Wiz? She said, yeah, D-Wiz, like, you don't know everything, Kanan. You don't know everything, Kanan. And she's like, they were coming after you guys. And I made sure I did what I had to do to protect you. So I had to give up D-Wiz, like, to save your life.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, so think, whose life is D-Wiz really on?
Yeah, she tried to put it on him. Basically, like, because your stupidity.
You got him killed.
You guys killed somebody, and the streets needed a body.
They were coming for you.
And they were coming for you. So I sacrificed your friend to save you.
Your life. Now, if you would have just minded your business,
uh-huh,
get out of it in the first place, Buck 20 and D-Wiz would still be here.
Mm-hmm.
So Neek pulls up at a hotel and Lou's following. Neek goes in the hotel, goes in the elevator, and Lou goes in and he asks the bellhop for Neek's keys. He said he left something in his car. He needs to go get it. He'll be right back.
Didn't he give him money, too?
I don't know, maybe.
I think he gave him some money.
Lou goes to Neek's car and takes his jacket out.
Whatever. That's going to come up later down the road.
Yeah. There's
whatever
something.
That plan is with that coat is going to pop up later.
He's trying to set him up somehow. Or something.
It's going to be a setup, yeah. Like, yeah, I'm going to rob a bank with my coat that says my name on the back of it. Like,
yeah.
Okay, but whatever.
Raquel goes to the trap house and tells everyone to leave. And then she grabs a 2x4 and hits Marvin with it. Marvin knew exactly what she was doing. She's
uh-huh.
like, but you were icing me out. Like, and then Marvin tells her, like, Kanan's smart. He had a good plan, yada, yada, yada. And Raquel's like, I'm done with you. Like, I don't want nothing to do with you.
I can't trust you.
Yeah, I can't trust you. I don't want to see you or speak to you ever again. Like, get it. And he's like, oh, but give me one more chance. I promise I could change. Like, get out of my fucking face now.
You're done. You're no longer a part of the family business. Get out. Get out now. Bring back what you got, and I don't ever want to see you again. That's what she said.
Yeah. But she blames him for all the...
All her bullshit, her son's bullshit.
Yeah, that's not his fault.
No.
He wasn't even there.
No, it's not.
That was Kanan's bullshit. Marvin wasn't there. Should he have been there to supervise it? Probably. But he wasn't there when Kanan cooked that up.
No, but he also entertained Kanan's nonsense.
But he said he had a good plan. He's like,
yeah.
Yo, he made all them crackers, like, come pay money. Like, he had a good plan. He's smart. This is what he's doing. Like, we're not making any money. We don't got no product.
We don't got no corners, and our spot to hustle out of is under construction.
Yeah, we don't got no product either. The product that they do have is so stepped on, and nobody wants it.
Yeah.
All right, so then it goes back to Jukebox stalking out her girlfriend's room. She's sleeping on a typewriter, so I don't know why. After she's crying emotionally, she's so exhausted, she falls asleep on Nicole's typewriter. She wakes up and wipes the drool off her mouth. Then she grabs her book bag, opens her book bag, and she sees the note from Nicole. That's when Nicole's parents come in. Nicole's parents see that someone broke in and called the cops. Nicole's dad feels bad for Jukebox and says, I didn't know. He said, I didn't know or we didn't know. Like, basically, that it was her, I think. I didn't know it was you or we didn't know it was you that broke in or something like that. That's what I took it as.
Oh, they seen a broken window and called the cops.
Yeah.
Okay.
And saying, like, we didn't know it was you.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was you.
Yeah.
Okay. I wouldn't have called the cops kind of thing.
Yeah.
Nicole's mom starts screaming when she sees Juke, and she slams the blue cap bottle on the desk and tells Juke it's her fault Nicole's dead. And how they had to lie to everyone about how she died. She made her a junkie, like she died from heroin and all this stuff.
It was crack.
Oh, yeah, crack.
Kanan's crack.
Yeah, Kanan's.
Kanan's killer crack. Kanan's killer crack. Kanan's killer crack. All right,
so then it goes back to... Oh, yeah, just give it. Juliana's husband is beating her ass. And he grabs a knife like he's...
Wait, hold up, before you get there. That's she right. set him up. That was a setup, right?
It was
a setup.
I think so, but he took his belt off. Like,
because she spilled coffee on him, right?
I think she did something.
She spilled something on him and made him about to beat
instigated
her ass.
It.
She instigated it.
Yeah.
She instigated a fight.
He grabbed the knife like he was going to kill her.
And
she ran out in the garage.
She ran out in the garage.
Waiting for him.
Uh-huh. And bomb, bomb. Why she call him Faya? Faya or Faya? Fail. Like, come on. Like, come on. Only Spanish words you know?
Yes. That was back at the beginning of the episode.
She called him ugly.
That part.
Fail. Fail. Whatever the fuck that is. I don't speak essay, but, you know, whatever.
So Kanan goes to Davina's, and there's a lady out front, like, Davina's not here. Get out of here. The neighbor comes out and tells Kanan that Davina's mom died a month ago, and they just ID'd her body. Child Protective Services took Davina and her sister. Kanan's like, well, where'd they go? She's like, I'm guessing foster care. Like, it's for the best. Like, she couldn't
take care of that baby.
Take care of that
yeah.
girl, that baby
yeah.
for
yeah.
much longer.
Yeah. Even with Kanan's groceries and Kanan dropping wiener occasionally, it just wasn't enough.
She's a kid herself.
Yeah, she's the same age as him. She's 15. So.
And it's not her kid, it's her sister.
Yeah, so I get that. But, it goes back to Unique got that information out of her.
Yes.
By saying that
he was
going to send her to
rehab. And never did.
And he never did. Now she's dead. So maybe she might have a vengeance for Unique. We'll see.
We'll see. I thought she would die by the end of the season. But same thing, I guess, if they just write her out of the season, then she's gone and moved on. They didn't kill her, but she's gone. We'll see if she comes back.
Yeah, we'll see.
So, Lou just got done busting a nut. And Stephanie's talking about launching Famous's career. Lou don't want to hear it.
No.
He says, no matter what he does, it's never enough for you. Like, do you ever stop talking for 1 minute? Stephanie says she's never satisfied, and she walks out the door.
Well, she basically called him a bitch.
She said, unlike you,
bitch.
I'm never satisfied. And walked out. She's telling him, like, you're 50% owner of the studio, so you're 50% responsible for his career. Like, I want to make sure he's not a one-hit wonder. And she's like, one-hit wonder?
What hit does he got? Yeah, what hit does he got? Streaks need a body. That is a hit.
So the cops arrested Juke, and as they're driving her to the station, they get a call saying a detective, I think from the 118th, that's what they said, says to let her go. So they pull over on the side of the road, and they let Juke out.
Yeah, I think it was Officer Karen that got...
At first, I thought it was Malcolm, but I think it's going to be Officer Karen.
I think it was Karen, because Malcolm ain't got no investments in Juke.
Nah.
But
Karen does.
Yeah, she does. She's like, I know stuff. I can share things with you.
Plus, Officer Karen's going to trace it back to her girlfriend died from the same stuff that they're looking for.
Remember, in the previews, we see her talking to Jukebox.
Yeah.
So
she's going to trace it back.
Streets need a body.
All right, so Marvin's fucking a blonde chick. Her name's Tony.
Tony.
The club bitch. Marvin's fucking Tony. And he busts a nut, and he's like, where's my money, bitch? And she's like, what? Like, you haven't answered my calls or texts for money? And he come over here asking for your money.
No, not texts. Pages.
Pages, yeah. Asking for your money. So she's basically trying to get, like, I'll give you the money, but what do I owe you the money for?
Yeah, we see the...
You give me the money for, Marvin?
Like, we see the recording thing underneath the desk while he's clapping, trashing, dismantling those cheeks. So,
but he didn't pick up on it because like the whole time she's like, "Yeah, I got your money. Just tell me what I owe
you. What did I owe you money for? What I owe you money for?
What did you give me for the money? Like she's trying to get him.
She's trying to set him up.
Yeah,
trying to set him up.
So Stephanie's working behind the bar. And she sees Marvin walking out. She's like, come on, like trying to talk.
Marvin, what do I owe you money for? Yeah. What do you mean,
just
money?
Tell me and I'll give it to you.
I'll give it to you, but what do you want it for?
Yeah.
You know, what did you give me? It was so obvious.
Yeah.
She was trying to shut him off.
It was
just so
obvious.
Matter of fact, that's a Charlie Murphy laugh. That was so awful.
So I guess Stephanie's back again working at the club, and he's peeping his whole scene. So
I guess he stops teaching those classes.
For the moment, I guess. Must be summer break. As soon as Marvin walks out, she goes over and talks to the two white guys sitting at a table. And she's like, he's a drug dealer. He sells drugs.
Family is.
And she's like, what kind of drug dealer is asking you for money? Like, and they're telling her that they're going to arrest her. She must have got caught with something.
Yeah, they said possession with the intent to distribute. So
yeah,
just take your fucking charge,
right. You
know? It's nothing.
You're trying to set somebody
when
up.
When they got set somebody up? Like, come
so
on.
So the club must have got raided or something.
No, they said they got her own possession. Just basically just having drugs.
Using it.
Yeah,
she
could be like
it.
Using. But she had enough. Where it wasn't just for use, they said it had to be intent to distribute. So
she was using it. We did see her using it previously.
And she was. Yeah, she was.
All right, so Raquel goes and meets Juliana's cousin. He's been following her around and knows about Malcolm, knows that she met up with Malcolm, and she's asking him, like, what about the cop and stuff like that. Then it cuts to Neek and his boys are grabbing guns out of the trunk. Neek says they're going to send a message, and they're going to make sure it's loud and clear.
Mm-hmm.
Then it goes back to Raquel tells the dude Malcolm's on her payroll. It's like, what kind of drug dealer do you not know that has a cop on her payroll?
Uh-huh.
Telling him how she killed his cousin's husband that morning and then went for a stroll through the park with her cop friend. She's like, you think I'd be sitting here if that was the case? They kind of pull the guns down and take the guns off of her.
For a minute there, I thought they were going to smoke her ass. Yo.
I did too.
For a second there,
they don't trust her.
I thought they were going to smoke her. They're like, we've been following you.
Yeah, they don't trust her. They're trying to see if they could trust her. She's sloppy, what kind of business she does.
I seen you with the dick devoured.
So he's still not giving her the product. He said he needs to know Malcolm's not going to be a prom before they can do any business. All right, so Jukebox and Kanan are sitting on the steps. Jukebox says she just heard about Davina. She takes the blue cap out, she's holding it in her hand, and she tells Kanan that Nicole took it out of her bag, smoked it, and now she's dead. And Kanan's like, I don't even know what to say. And Juke says she doesn't blame him or herself. It's this place of fucked up life we're living.
Jamaica, Queens is a mess. The South Side. The South Side's a mess. It's not her. It's not us. It's the place. It's not the fact that Kanan made killer crack.
Yeah.
And it's not the fact that Jukebox didn't throw that crack vial away once Kanan gave it to her. She put it in her pocket. Come on.
I don't blame you. I blame where we live.
And then the bitch stole it. Why would you steal it? Like, why are you stealing? Whatever.
Right. Why are you stealing out of my bag?
Yeah. Like, come on, Nicole. Like, stop.
So Lou's having a cocktail. He turns on music in his crib and he's listening to music.
Having a cocktail, huh?
His phone rings. I don't think he answered it.
No, he didn't. He let it go to answering machine. Not voicemail. Answering machine.
Raquel leaves a message. Saying,
message? 90s message. Answer her
saying,
machine.
He's up. Batter up, motherfucker. Or some shit like that.
And that's her code for what?
Yeah. It's time. It's streets need a body.
Yeah. Time for you to kill somebody.
The streets need a body.
The streets need a body.
She's got to go after Neek.
I don't know if that's who she was targeting.
She called the crackhead dude. She called the dealer. Cousin.
Yeah.
Because he said that. You also said that you were going to be the only competition. And that she's like, I'm about to handle that right now. So if I handle that, we got business. We're going to do business. So then she calls Lou. The streets need a body.
So that was the deal. That she has to get rid of her competition before he deals with
it. And to make sure that Malcolm's not a problem. He needs to make sure that Malcolm's not a problem.
Okay.
So Lou checks his message, puts the phone down, says, "I'm off tonight, Raquel."
"I'm off tonight, Raquel."
Then Nick and his boys pull up outside Lou's house, and they throw a Molotov cocktail through his window, and they start shooting his house. All of a sudden, here comes Marvin down the street, like, "What the fuck is that? Oh, these motherfuckers."
Again. Like, Marvin called these guys. It's like Marvin called these guys again.
I know.
Like,
with his car.
Yo, like, he smashed his car again. Marvin keeps smashing up these cars,
yeah,
messing with Unique's guys, yo.
But they did. They did shoot up his whole window. Somehow he didn't get hit.
They were
and he crashes the car into another car.
Yeah. Like, okay, last time, I don't even understand how they got away. Marvin had clear shots through the van, at that van,
yes,
the last time. This time, Marvin should have been shot.
Yeah,
last
Marvin
time, they should have been shot.
And the way he got out of the car, it kind of looked like he was shot, because he kind of got out crawling on his back and shit.
Because he hit his, bumped his gums on the steering wheel.
Yeah,
he just smashed his car.
He went again. So that's two Mercedes he done smashed up.
But if they were really trying to kill him, why would they be running from him?
Well,
and
he
once
said
he crashed
they were
his car,
send a message.
Once they crashed his, once Marvin crashed his car, once they heard the car accelerate and they started shooting at it, once he crashed that car, just like in The Wire.
Yeah.
When the Barksdales were trying to send a message to what's his name? Shit. Once the Barksdales were trying to send a message to Marlo,
right,
and the car crashed. Remember, they told him to wait for the phone call, and he goes in front, and he gets shot, and the driver gets shot, and he crashes the car. The guys go over and execute the other dudes in the car. That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't understand why.
Because
Marvin crashed his car, why didn't they go over there and make sure he was dead?
Remember, Neek's dead. They were only sending a message.
Yeah, a message. A
I don't
to
think they
kill Lulu.
I don't think they were trying to kill him.
Yes, they were.
I think they were just trying to fuck
him. What do you mean not trying to kill him? They fucking burnt down his house and shot it up.
You think they knew he was there?
Yes. It was the plan to kill Lou. All
right, so Neek's boys hop in the car and they leave. Marvin comes stumbling out of his car, and he goes and gets Lou from inside the house and takes him to the sidewalk, and he's screaming, "Somebody help me. Somebody please call an ambulance. Please, somebody help me.
Help me."
And that's how the episode ended.
Anybody, anyone, help me. Help me. My brother, I think he's been smoking delayed. I think he's been shot.
Now, we don't
help
know
me.
We don't know if Lou's dead or alive. But we know that
they're
Marvin's
alive.
Screaming.
You're coming with me.
He's screaming for somebody to call an ambulance.
Yeah.
And the caption for the next episode, it says that he seeks revenge.
Marvin.
Marvin seeks revenge.
I hope Marvin doesn't get killed. If anybody has to go, I hope they kill Lulu.
I don't think Raquel's going to be around long.
You think she's about to get killed?
Yeah.
She's not going to be in season two?
I don't think so. And if she does make this season two, she's not going to make it long.
I agree.
At the beginning of season two, and then I think Lou's going to take over the family business.
Lou?
Yeah.
So you think Marvin's going to, you don't think Marvin makes it? All right, so out of the three, Marvin, Lulu, or Raquel, who makes it to season two?
I think Lou and Marvin.
Make it?
Yeah.
Not Raquel?
Because you know how it is. It's just like that in real life. The sloppy motherfuckers who should be dead, like Kanan and Marvin, won't die. They'll never die. They'll never get hit.
You think Marvin should be dead?
They got like,
I think Marvin might be my favorite character.
They got like 10 lives. Now, it's ones like Lou, who tries to do everything right, tries
mm-hmm.
to please everybody, who's going to get killed.
I think Lou reminds me more of Ghost.
He's the type that's going to get killed. He's smart. He's definitely smart.
Streets need a body.
He's a little too smart for the streets.
Who, Lulu?
Yeah.
Lou.
Why? Who do you think makes it to season two?
I don't know. I don't know.
Now we know that when we
maybe see, Lou, maybe Raquel, maybe Marvin.
When we see,
I think the first one to die is gonna be Marvin, right?
You think so?
I hope not. He's my favorite. He's my favorite because he's just misunderstood.
I wouldn't be shocked if they kill Lou, Raquel, and then Marvin. And that's
what about Unique? Does he make it to season two?
We know in the next, when 50 Cent and Ghost meet up and all that, we don't hear no hide or tell of Lou or Marvin or Raquel.
Basically, when Ghost is introduced, I believe Kanan is the head dude in charge.
Yes.
I think him and Jukebox run shit like that.
I don't think Jukebox.
Remember, when they first talk about Jukebox, they're like, who runs harder than any other dude that you know? And he's like, Jukebox?
Because think about it.
So Jukebox becomes a thug somehow, some way.
And she's like the one that, she doesn't want anything to do with this. Like, everyone trashes Jukebox, but she wants no parts of this. Like,
Jukebox is more concerned about...
nothing to do with this life. She knows what they do, and she doesn't want, like, she doesn't want to sell drugs. She doesn't want... She's
just a thief. She just wants to steal her shit.
But she wants money.
She wants her polo.
She wants money for studio
She wants money, and that's it. She wants to be an artist. And, you know...
Or she did. I don't know if that's still going to stay.
Jukebox.
But out of all these motherfuckers, we know Kanan is alive.
We know Kanan and Jukebox survived.
Yeah.
We do. We don't know about Uncle Lulu or Raquel or...
Unique's boy, Whirly, the one that was like, oh, wow, I heard Raquel said this. And he's the one that was like hesitating when they were about to shoot up Lou's house. He kind of like didn't...
Yeah, he didn't want to do it. Like, he didn't want to do it. Yeah.
I have a feeling like he's somehow going to turn on Unique. I don't know how or
that
why or how, but
that could happen.
I feel like he's going to turn on Neek.
I don't know.
So,
we'll see.
I wouldn't be shocked if Lou dies now.
Lou dies now?
Mm-hmm. Raquel dies next, and then Marvin after that.
Well, they killed Lou. Lou was already dead. Franklin killed him. You didn't even get my little
snowfall
joke.
Snowfall.
Yeah.
Snowfall.
Lou's already dead. Franklin killed him.
Yeah, not that Lou.
It was actually Kevin, but it was Lulu. Same guy.
Lulu.
Kev. I didn't mean to kill Kev. But we'll see.
I guess we'll see. I guess we'll have to wait and see. There's only two episodes left.
Streets need a body.
I don't know what we're going to do after Power's done. Oh, no, it's supposed to go right into Tommy.
Is it?
Yeah. There's not supposed to be a break. Was it book two? Tommy is supposed to start.
No, this is book three.
No. All right, so as soon as this ends, it's going back to Tariq's season two.
No, Tommy.
No, Tariq's season two, then Tommy.
Really?
Yes. Yes, Tariq's season two, then Tommy.
It's all a part of the game. And dope, man. And you know, man. Yo, I love that song, yo. Make money. That's right. Yo, I hope they can make this a really good season. Don't long as they don't rush it.
Right.
Re-up. Yo. I love it.
Yeah. Power Book 2 Season 2 is next. Wait. Book 2 Season 2
is next?
Yes. Then they're doing Tommy. Then they're doing Power Book 2 Season 3. So it's this one, Raising Kanan. Then it goes to Book 2 Season 2 of Ghost. Then it goes to Tommy. Then it goes to Book 2 Season 3 of Ghost.
All right, say that again. Yeah, say that again.
All right, so we got Kanan now. As soon as Kanan's done, it goes to season two, Ghost, Tariq season, season two of Tariq.
Okay.
Ghost. Then it goes to, when Ghost is done, season two, then it goes to Tommy, season one.
All right.
When Tommy, season one is done, then it goes to Ghost, season three. So Tariq again, season three.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And then what? And then this? So is this Raising Kanan just one episode?
I'm sure it's not. But they haven't said when Tommy season two or Kanan season two is coming yet. They're just, I guess, talking about Ghost. They just got multiple seasons for Ghost prepared.
It's a smash hit. That's all I know. It's a smash hit. Oh, I got to pee. I got to pee.
It's a hit.
We can end it if you
want. I got a time spot. Confirm that. I'm almost positive that's how it's going. This is done. It goes to Ghost Season 2. Then it's going to go to Power Book 4, Tommy. then it's going to go back to Ghost, book two, Ghost season three. We'll see, something like that, but that's all we got for tonight. Make sure you follow us on our social media links, subscribe to the channel. All the links are in the comment. Subscribe to their channel on YouTube, The Slim and Kim Show. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, Twitch, Instagram. You know, we got everything. Please click on the links, like, share, comment. And I guess that's all we got for tonight. See y'all later.